everybody. Thanks so much for joining us again for Why Are You Worried About It? I am Lindsay Bush. I am the HR director with Country Crossroads Counseling.
And I am Susie Arbo, a licensed professional counselor and owner of Country Crossroads Counseling. So we have been on this journey to a better you, to a better us, just learning and growing. And we are kind of in this personal development kind of process all the time, just trying to know as much as we can about ourselves and other people to live our very best lives.
Absolutely. And Susie had the best topic for today, time management. I know that that is something that we all struggle with. And even when we think we get it figured out, something happens or your kid joins another team or you take on another role at work and there's different things that happen. So learning how to manage your time is so important. And I think we can all take tips to learn how to do better.
Absolutely. I feel like time is our most precious resource. It is literally the one thing that we cannot get any more of. It's, we can always, buy more things or acquire more, property or take another trip, but we cannot get any more minutes left on this earth. And so learning how to manage it is just so crucial. I feel like how I got kind of started and passionate on time management and the topic of it is I was speaking at a safety conference, and I'll never forget the year, it was 2017, and it was here in Kansas City, and they asked me to come and speak on time management. And the guy who booked me said, "So Susie, can you talk on time management?" And I said, "Sure." I said, "I've never spoke on that topic before, but I would love to learn about it and I will get back to you. And, but I'll do the research." And he said, "Oh yeah, absolutely." So I did. I spent hours and hours learning about time and about how to manage it wisely. I did books, I did trainings, I did anything, YouTube videos that I could learn. And literally, Lindsay, it changed the course of my life as far as just being productive. And I felt like being more just happier, positivity in my life. And it's just been a wonderful thing.
That's awesome. I'm super glad that you did that, because in kind of parallel to that, I've gotten to pick up on tips and tricks that you've been out teaching everybody. And that's definitely something that I've put in my pocket. And I'm super excited for the things that you're going to share with everybody today. But these are important things. And it's so funny when you hear people say that they just don't have time. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to work out or time to do all these things that we think are important, but really it's a priority. It's a priority issue and a priority thing. So when you look at how are you actually spending your time, are you calendaring that you want to be on Facebook for 2 hours tonight before you go to bed? Because probably not if you're actually working on your schedule. So just looking at and doing a little retrospective of, okay, how did you spend your time? Did you actually have time to work out? Yeah, it's very important to look at how we're actually spending all these hours in our day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And do you kind of feel like this, Lindsay, too, that, everything was so shut down, in 2020 and even 2021. And we literally did things that we normally would never do. And, with the pandemic and just not having the option to have things on our calendar and go out and do things that we normally did. And then all of a sudden, like everything kind of opened back up. And now I just feel like people have double on their calendar what they've ever had. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like people are just really
absolutely
like going wild with their schedules?
Yeah, it's like now we're not held down anymore. You can't tell me I have to stay inside, so I'm gonna fill every hour of every minute of every day. And it's a lot. And just looking at everything, life just seems faster. Kids are getting involved in a lot more things, a lot younger. They're competitive sports or in school, if they really want to excel and do things, you have to be in all these kind of extracurricular things that, a long time ago, I'm not going to age myself, but a long time ago, you didn't really have a lot of that. So yeah, I definitely can see, how you can totally fill up with all sorts of stuff, but then deciding what's truly important, what is it that we're supposed to be spending our time on?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I always think back to that quote that, every time you say yes to something in your schedule, you're really saying no to something else. And so if you don't have your values in line, like if you value your family or you value, saying your prayers or going to church or whatever that is for you, and you're saying yes to all these other things, like those things are going to creep in your schedule, and you're not going to be spending time doing what you truly want to in life. And so I think that is so important. I know that's been just a work in progress for me in the last, I think, couple months, even just learning like, okay, what is truly important? Like, what do I really love? I need to say yes to those things and kind of scale back on some of the others.
Yeah, I think that's, and that could be a whole nother topic, learning how to say no. I know I need help in that too. So maybe we talk about that another day, but just it's okay to say no. Like, it's not, you don't have to be at every event, at every volunteer thing, at everything. You just don't have to, and you shouldn't make that a people pleasing a priority, because that's, I know I'm guilty of it. I feel like anybody wants me to be there or needs me or takes the time to ask me, I feel like then I have to show up. I have to be there and I have to do it. And that's not necessarily true. We definitely need to look at this, like you said, what's important? Where do you really need to be for yourself? So.
Yeah. And you're always really good, Lindsay. I feel like talking about like FOMO, the fear of missing out. I recently had a
Yes.
gentleman that I do some business with, and he said, "Is FOMO really a thing? I never even knew about that." I'm like, "Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is, mister." Can you kind of explain to people what that is? Because I think it's so important, because I feel like we always just want to like do everything because we're so excited to, get invited or whatnot, but
I think people that love people especially really have a hard time with the FOMO, and I am super guilty of it. If I know my friends are out doing something fun and maybe I didn't get included, or maybe I had a kid's responsibility that came up, that it is top priority, but still I feel like I'm missing out. Like, what am I doing? Like, I love people going and having fun, but I want to have fun too. And so then you kind of create your own anxiety around everything, and you can ruin, like, I have to tell my kids now, why are you choosing to ruin your night over something you're not in control of? And I'm guilty of that myself. Like, if I feel like I'm being left out, then I'll be fussy and grumpy, and I let it ruin an evening that I could be doing something amazing. So FOMO is very real, and it hurts, it's hard, but at the same time, just knowing, like, there's so many reasons behind so many different things. And if you have we all have so many things we could be doing or that we say we're going to do, there's plenty of things to get done. So yeah.
And I feel like it goes back to like prioritizing, like if it's something like really, really special or important to you and is in line with your values in life, then that's something that you should be at, but if it's just kind of an extra thing or, just kind of a, it's something that doesn't really make your heart, jump and be on fire about, then it's probably okay to miss it and to spend time doing the things that are in your values. And I know it's just like a big work in progress. I think we were talking the other day, it's not about finding like a life balance, because it's not really like a real, it's not really doable. It's more of just finding what works for you and finding kind of that ebb and flow of, between your work, between your family, your home, your hobbies, all of your faith or spirituality, whatever that is for you. So I guarantee you this is going to be a topic that we probably revisit many times, because there's just so much about it. But I know we kind of had it on our hearts today. I know I've been running the roads, traveling, meeting a lot of people, talking, and the same theme just kind of keeps coming up, that people just feel like that they don't have enough time. They feel like they've got too many things on their schedule, and they're feeling overwhelmed and stressed. So we kind of took some of our favorite techniques that we've learned over the years. And the first one we're going to talk about that has greatly helped me over the years, I know it's helped you, Lindsay, because you reference it a lot too, is Mark Twain had a little saying that he said, and you guys all know Mark Twain, but he said the phrase is "eat that frog." And what it means is, if you have to get up every day and you have to eat a live frog, that's probably going to be the worst part of your day. So therefore, get it done with quick, so then you can go ahead, well, on with your day and have a wonderful day and be productive and do everything else you need to do. And so, do you want to explain that a little further?
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I hate it, of course. Nobody wants to eat the frog, right? Like, there are so many things we wake up and we're like, oh, I have to make that phone call to the one person that's going to be hateful, or I have to call insurance and sit on hold forever. Like, it, and the more you think about it, though, it alters the thoughts all day until you do it. you're dreading it. You're miserable. You don't want to do it. It's going to be terrible. And you build it all up in your mind. Half the time, probably more than half the time, it's not that big of a deal. You get it done within 5 minutes. You knock it out. And then you have the rest of your day to focus on so many better positive things and not be so gloom and doom about everything. So I totally am a big believer in just get it done. If it's something you're dreading, do it. Knock it out of the way and then you can just move on and not have to sit and stew over all the terribleness of what you're about to do.
Absolutely. I remember one time I had a test actually to take and to do, and literally I, and this is kind of before I knew the eat the frog, motto, but I found myself cleaning every nook and cranny of my townhome because I literally was like, oh, this needs to be clean. This needs to be clean. But I totally was putting off what I really needed to do. And now that I know that, it's like I kind of try to make it a priority that, hey, I'm just going to get it done with. And then it just, the quality of your life for the rest of the day is so much better. So that's one of our favorites. Just eat that frog, get it done with. And Lindsay, you brought up like the best point to say it's really not even that bad. Like once you just
No.
jump in and do it, it's not that bad. And I always tell people, momentum builds momentum. So just even if you get that project or that call or whatever it is that you're dreading, if you get it started and just say, I'm just going to do it for 5 minutes, I'm just going to work on it or do it for 5 minutes. Literally, you start feeling good and that momentum builds, and then you'll probably do more, or you'll probably finish it, or you'll probably knock it out. And it just is a really good feeling, and it's a feeling of accomplishment. So yeah, we love that one. So if you don't do that one already out there, add it to your list of things to work on.
That's right. Give it a try. You'll realize. And just stop the procrastination. I'm queen of procrastination. So get it done. Just knock it out of the way, and then you're ready to roll and move on to bigger and better things.
Absolutely. The other thing, we've got a couple, but this one just always kind of resonates with me, whenever I think about time management. And it's super basic, but there's so much power in it, is just literally the to-do list, the power of the to-do list. Like, we talked about in one of our other podcasts that we have 60,000 thoughts a day. So we've got a lot of stuff going around in our brain, just go, go, go. And we're thinking things and whatnot. And it's too much to try to keep track of remembering over and over and over again something that you really need to do.
Oh, yeah. And how many times do you think, oh, I was going to do that, or there was something I was going to do, but you didn't write it down, and you can't remember. And then all of a sudden it's a half hour past where you're supposed to be, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't write it down, or I forgot. I went into the store and walked out with everything except for what I needed. Like, everybody is so guilty of that. I love a good to-do list. I will sit and write, and sometimes I will write the same to-do list over and over just to kind of remind myself of things, or like the start of a new day. But I'm also guilty, Susie. It's kind of embarrassing, but I will write down things that I've already completed just for that self-gratification to remind myself, like, hey, you did do that. You got that done. Don't make yourself feel like you wasted your entire day if you didn't do that one thing. How many things did you get done? So I definitely will go back and remind myself of no, you did some things. Maybe it's not everything, but some things.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's such an accomplishment. And that gives us again that momentum, that motivation to get another thing done once you complete that. I love, there's a little kind of a fun little, if you will, like way to think about a to-do list, but it's called winning your day. And I know some of us, and I do this all the time where I'll have like a professional to-do list going, and then I'll have like a personal to-do list going in my little notebook. And it's always good to carry a little notebook around with you in your purse or your backpack or whatever, just to jot down anything that's going on in your mind, whether it's like a thought or what's something that you got to get done or a grocery store list or whatever, just get it out of your mind. But this little activity is kind of fun. It's called winning your day, like I said. And what you do is you get up every day and you think about five things that you want to accomplish that day, just for that day, just five. And of course, you can do more if you get those five done, but it could be like a load of laundry. It could be like a report for work, a phone call. Maybe you want to play a game with your kids, a card game with your kids, or something like that. But just five things that are important to you that day. And when you get those done at the end of the day, and you've done them all, you can give yourself a gold star, because you have won your day. And it's a really good feeling. And I know, because like I'll have, I mean, at any given time 15, 20 things on a list, you know? And so just keeping it sometimes to five can be a good thing. And then again, you can always add, but I love that one. And I just think that it just kind of is a easy kind of feel good, but also again, building that momentum.
It almost sounds like a chore chart for kids, and like it kind of gives you that feeling, you know, when they get the sticker at the end or a potty chart and stuff. I instantly went to when you said gold star, I was like, oh, you get your five stars done, then Lindsay gets a glass of wine when she chills out before bed. So, I mean, there's different ways to really make it worth your while if you focus.
That's right. That's right. Yes. Yeah. So we love, like I said, the power of a to-do list, and we also are big believers on planning your time. We call it calendaring your time and having a planner. So some people I know are kind of in the digital world, and that is great. If you carry a Google, you know, you have your Google Calendar, or you have Microsoft Teams, and you use the Microsoft system to keep, you know, your to-do list, whatever that is, whatever your planner system is great. But do one that works for you. I know all these years I've carried a paper planner, and I carry it in my purse. I know you do too, Lindsay. And just literally having that peace of mind, knowing that if you schedule a meeting, a date for some for a kid's game, or you know, even when you're going to go to Walmart, like there's lots of benefits of it. And I'm a huge believer in it. I people that go all willy-nilly and don't really have a plan for their time, and they're just kind of like, someday I need to do this, like that worries me so much, because I'm like, oh gosh, how are you gonna get things done, or how are you gonna remember that meeting?
Yeah. And how often are how many times do you hear them saying the same thing? They say, oh, I'm going to get that done. Oh, I'm going to get that done. Well, as long as you keep putting it out there in the fairy tale world of, you know, whenever the perfect opportunity arises, just sporadically during a day, and we all know that's not going to happen because we get distracted by all the things, even our phones. Like, so if I've heard Susie say it 1,000 times, if you plan or you really need to clean that kitchen and you got to knock it out, put it in your calendar, put it down, and then you're going to feel accomplished when you wake up and you know, oh, I got to do that and knock it out, eat that frog and move on about your day. I also know without my calendar, I have no idea. I know people will say, well, what are you guys doing? You know, and even a day, what are you guys doing tomorrow night? I'm like, I have no idea. If I don't look at my calendar, there's no way I could tell you what I have going on tomorrow. So, and I love to start my week with looking at my week. I love my Sunday evenings getting life together, and I will sit and look at my calendar and make sure I have everything written down and know like if there is going to be any times that I can squeeze stuff in, kind of know where that's going to be. Like one day might be a lighter day than another. So I really like having a good idea if I can. And we know life changes and things happen, but I don't know. I think it really helps me accomplish a lot of things whenever I'm able to write them down and look forward to them or
And
not.
that's and that's literally you brought up a good point too. Life changes, and so being flexible with it, just because it's written in there doesn't mean that it's like an end all be all. I always write in mine, either in erasable pen or pencil, because life is messy and there's going to be things that pop up, or I'm going to have to reschedule something, or something happens. And so writing in that pen and pencil, there's that is erasable, is no shame in that. And then I love, and I learned this when I was doing all my research in time management, is having a start and a stop time to tasks. And that part has been so crucial to me, because even like putting together presentations, I mean, you could spend 2 hours on them, or you could spend, you know, 10 days on them and keep working and working and changing and adding things and whatever. So I just literally got to the spot where I started that start and stop time, and this is all I've got for this, and that's what I'm going to devote to it. And literally, it's amazing that when your mind knows I only have from 9 to 11 on Tuesday to do this, it's like you almost like knock it out. So I love that start and stop time. Even cleaning your house, have a start and a stop time. You'll get way more done. Put that phone down, just be productive, and focus on the next thing that you need to do. So
Yeah, I think that's great. I love all of these things. And like you said, I'm sure we'll definitely come up with more tips and tricks because we're always looking to improve what we're doing too and trying out new things. So I'm excited to keep this one on the radar because we'll definitely be talking about it again. But thanks so much, everybody, for listening today, hopping in, and definitely be sure to check us out to follow us on Facebook, Country Crossroads Counseling, right now. And then on our website is countrycrossroadscounseling.com. That's the best way to find us. We have tons of stuff always going on. We love events. We love getting out there and trying to reach the people in the public. But Thanks again. I am Lindsay Bush. Thanks for hopping on today and listening to us.
And I'm Susie Arbo. We are so grateful you joined us for another episode of Why You Worried About It, A Journey to a Better You.